USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Former President Donald Trump paid a visit to Houston on Saturday as part of a limited tour discussing his presidency. The Toyota Center was the third stop on Bill O'Reilly's history tour with Donald Trump.
45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
O'Reilly's tour featuring Trump kickoff in Florida at venues in Sunrise and Orlando. Next, they're scheduled to stop at the Dallas American Airlines Center this afternoon. Nicholas Sandman announced he has reached a settlement with NBC Universal after more than 2 years since Sandman filed a defamation lawsuit against the media company. The two parties agreed to dismiss the case with prejudice, meaning that Sandman cannot refile the same claim again in that court. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Fox News host Tucker Carlson talks about public policies that degrade work and reward people who don't want a job in an interview with Dirty Jobs host Mike Rowe on Thursday's broadcast of Tucker Carlson Tonight.
Skilled labor all too often reminds the rest of us of what we're fundamentally lacking. The thing that scares me more than anything, and the reason I started the foundation when I did, was 13 years ago, for every five tradesmen that retired, two replace them.
The NFL revised its COVID-19 protocols on Saturday and will no longer test asymptomatic, fully vaccinated players. 95% of NFL players and over 99% of coaches and staff are fully vaccinated against COVID. In short, unvaccinated individuals will continue to be tested daily. Fully vaccinated individuals will be subject to targeted testing. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I gotta straighten out this closet. One side.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Construction crews have begun work on a border wall funded by the state of Texas and private donations, Governor Greg Abbott said Saturday. Speaking in front of a segment of the wall in Rio Grande City, Abbott said the barrier is being built using the same materials used by former President Donald Trump, who oversaw construction of 17 miles of barriers in Texas during his time in office.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott officially announces construction of his state's own border wall. The governor saying the wall is necessary for national security reasons.
They're not just coming from Mexico. They're coming through Mexico from more than 150 countries across the entire globe, including people coming from countries who are hostile to the United States of America. Countries like China, Iran, Syria, Russia.
The governor blaming the Biden administration for not doing enough to curb illegal immigration. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Three companies and Missouri's attorney general are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to stay the Biden administration's vaccine mandates for private businesses with 100 or more employees. Three companies filed an emergency application for an injunction on Friday, saying the Biden administration is pursuing unlimited federal executive power in the vaccine mandate for private businesses. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.